This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I talked the first hour about identity theft, the worst crime on humanity ever. And if you didn't catch that hour, I suggest you do it. And if you think, well, Kevin, come on, you're just over-exaggerating. No, I'm not. Identity theft. Let me ask you this question. Who are we as a nation? Obama would often say, that's not who we are. That's not who we are. That's not who we are. Every time he was talking about guns or violence of some kind or us not helping people, humanitarian, whatever, some lie that was spewing from his mouth, he would remind us that's not who we are. So who are we? Because I know how we were founded. I know we were founded by a group of ragtag people that said, you know what, I want to escape the oppression of where I'm going. We go to this new world. They land on Plymouth Rock and start building a country. And they are going to make huge mistakes. The same way new parents do, the same way a person does on a new job. You're going to make mistakes. Big ones, probably. But you're going to learn and you're going to evolve. And in the shortest period in man's history, a country evolves to become the best country in the world, in the history of man. And Barack Obama says, that's not who we are. Okay, so what are we? We no longer have slavery. Slavery is still practiced all over the world. We don't have it. You know who's practicing slavery here? Crazy leftists that kidnap girls and put them in their basements. We don't. But all over the world, they have open slavery, indentured servitude, caste systems. A caste system doesn't let you figure out your identity. You know what we are slowly becoming? A caste system where the elitist, the people like Hillary Clinton, Soros, Nancy Pelosi, they put you here. They keep you oppressed. They keep you down. As they accomplish whatever they want, they don't care about taxes. They don't care about any of the stuff that we worry about. Building a company? Are you kidding? Why would I need to build a company? I can just fleece you. So who are we as a nation? We're a nation who's overcome inhumanity to man, to the black man and woman, in a few hundred years. I'm not saying that's a good thing, you know, oh, it took 200 years or whatever it took, but we did it. And by the way, we're the only country that I know of where a dude who was oppressed, who came from slavery, ends up running the country. England has never had black leadership. They got a Muslim mayor of London, but what do they have to prove that they're any, you know, and I'm picking on them, Japan, China, show me a country where a black man could go and become the premier or whatever, some high-ranking person in Chinese culture, Korean culture, whatever. How are we the racist? But your identity that's been stolen is you, the country that has overcome every problem. Slavery, racism, sexism. Remember, women couldn't vote. They didn't have what? What is it, Kevin? An identity. Their identity was built around their men. It was built around their family. It wasn't built around them. Women were treated as second-class citizens. And now they get to have an identity. And what is that identity? Is it born of the Me Too movement or what? No. You know what it is? It's let's let anybody be a woman. You know what? Here's what leftism teaches. We can't even define a woman. That's not who we are. Well, who are we, Barack? Who are we, Nancy? Who are we, Chucky? Who are we, Joey? Are we a nation that would elect Joe Biden? Is that the identity of our nation? When you think about identity theft, they stole an election. They put a brain-dead moron whose family is could be the poster child for Maury. And that's the identity of this country? What is your identity for America? What do you see when you think of America? What vision do you have for this country? Is it what you've seen here? Is it what you've seen under the Biden administration? Because it isn't for me. I will tell you, here's a litany of the things that the Biden administration has done. I talked about these scandals the other night. I was doing a presentation. But it begins with the invasion of America and our border problem. Then Hunter Biden, the crackhead, is in businesses that he knows nothing about. Joe, the big guy Biden, partnered with his crackhead son. Haley Biden got money that nobody's going to be able to explain. She got money from China. James got money. And they've all built the Biden crime family syndicate. And their crooked deals have led to, essentially, aside from this first bullet point I made, which is 13 dead Marines in Afghanistan, their crooked deals have led to a lot of bad dealings with the Chinese. But before I get into that, let's remember how they got there. Open cheating in the 2020 election, then re-upping it in the 2022 election. What did that lead to? The election of John, or what's his name? I call him Slingblade Fetterman. Classified documents were found in multiple places. Is that being talked about? The Biden family is proven to be in deals with Chinese spies. It's not even speculation. Chinese spies, folks, openly work for the Democrats or have dated a Democrat who served on the House Intelligence Committee, by the way. The China virus that allowed Democrats to steal $6 trillion from you and me, which then led to lockdowns and masks. And then lies about the vaccines. Chinese money funding the DNC, including colleges and universities, as well as leftist think tanks. Chinese openly steal our intellectual property. They fly spy balloons all across America with indemnity. And just recently, Xi talked about destabilizing the dollar with Russia and not a peep from Biden or from the media. And I'm just getting started. Do you think we know who we are anymore?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you recognize America? I don't. Drag queen reading hours. LGBTQ is the focus of the military. That and climate change. Pronouns. I'm they, them. I joked the other night, my pronouns are awesome and handsome. Intersectionality. How many things can you be oppressed by? Non-binary. You heard that term? Cisgender. They can't define a woman, but they can give us all these new definitions of stuff. Toxic masculinity. ESG, was it equity, service and governance or something like that? DIE, I don't call it DEI, diversity, inclusion, and equity, because if you implement it, you're going to die, or your business will. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We have more wealth than any nation in the world. We have more debt, too, by the way. But and we are bankrupt as a culture. The American dream, how America was founded, is completely gone. And look, I'm not telling people you have to go back to growing your own food and, you know, skinning, raising skinning your own animals and what have you. I'm not saying that you have to go back to that, but your mentality should still be the same, that I need to work, produce a product that has a service, you know, equivalent of a service that somebody's willing to pay me for. These people that have the most, these rich suburbanite leftists and those from the cities, complain the most. Nobody wants to work. They all want the easy way out. They want livable wages. They want universal basic income. There are people complaining, saying, my parents birthed me. I didn't ask to be born. Somebody should have to take care of me. Last time I checked, that was your parents. They took care of you until a time where you could take care of yourself. Let's say for the sake of discussion that leftists got their way and parents had to take care of the kids up until the day they died. Okay, so then those parents die off. What do those kids do? Those kids go, I don't have a way to make a living. I don't have a usable trade or anything that I know. I'm not going to have any kids because I certainly don't want to have to take care of them. So if that's the case, I'm not having any kids. What happens to society? You either have shiftless and lazy people or it dies out. Either way, play it to its bitter end. I talked earlier about the identity, the theft of the identity of this nation. Think of the spirit of the people who traveled across the ocean to get here, to plant their seed and say, we're going to go forward. And all the things they met up with, including the people who lived here who said, hey, who are you? What are you doing coming in here to my joint? And whether you like it or not, we overtook those indigenous people and built the greatest country in the world that has its mistakes and has its flaws. And no longer are we expansionists. We're not looking for new lands to conquer. For the most part, Americans and certainly the people, we don't want any more lands. We're not looking to expand into China. We don't wake up with any agenda to take over China. We wake up with an agenda that says be the best American you can be, which probably means you're one of the best citizens of the world. Well, if you're a conservative, not an American leftist. So, what happened to our nation? Do you recognize it? Because if you don't feel bad. And let me just say this, going back to the identity theft, it means somebody stole our identity. Or at the very least, they covered it up. Because we no longer know who we are. Barack Obama, that's not who we are. No, it isn't, Barack. We're better than anything that you would say. And I was reading off a litany of things that the Biden administration has created. And what we would not be doing if Trump were in office. And one of them that I hadn't gotten to was Russia is enjoying one of the best economies it's had in a while. If it weren't for the war, Russia would be feasting. It wasn't feasting under Trump. Ukraine is getting more money from the United States than its GDP was in the year 2021, which is a great, or 2022, great year. And they're getting its money from the Biden crime family. Would you have ever believed in thinking about what's best for this nation that we would be led by a criminal? I mean, it was bad enough when Barack Obama got in and he cut his deals with Tony Resco and sold out many Democrats in order to get to where he was, admitted he wasn't qualified, and he's done quite well for himself. He is a mega millionaire now. He and Michelle are Black Camelot. And he gave us what? A demented vice president that he knew should not be president under any circumstances. And yet, Joe Biden gets elected. What's he been doing also? How about that Strategic Petroleum Reserve that's been depleted? How about the massive inflation that caused the biggest bank failures in decades? But then Joe Biden does what? Bails out those banks. And what about crooks like Sam Bankman-Fried of FTX, who donated $40 million to the Democratic Party while running his fake crypto company? And then we learned what? We'll talk about it in a bit, but we learned that FTX was bribing the Chinese so they could get money. Bribing the Chinese to release some of their funding, some of that crooked money. I don't know all the details of it, but I know my producers trapped the story. How about the rampant crime that is appearing in every one of the cities in this country? And who is it hurting the most? Minority communities? Communities of color? I say to Biden in the words of a country tune, I wrote you a letter, but I couldn't spell yuck. Because I went to a public school. I'll ask you, in the first two segments of this hour, I read off a litany of things that the Biden administration has caused. And I'll ask you a simple question. Would any of that have existed during the era of Trump? Any of it? Would Putin have gone in Ukraine? Would we be talking about a crackhead Hunter Biden? And yeah, we'd be talking about him, but he'd be talking through bars, through prison. The DOJ, I left this out. The DOJ was weaponized under Barack Obama and continues under Joe Biden. You've probably heard Christopher Wray's testimony. Is that blowing your socks off? None of this existed in the era of Trump. And yet, we have people internal fighting that man. It's insanity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Parents and students walked the halls of the Tennessee State Capitol in Nashville today, demanding stricter gun laws.
We have to vote the people out that care more about guns than they do about protecting our children, because enough is enough, not one more.
New mother Susan Staley among the hundreds calling for common sense gun laws. Three children, three adults, and the young female shooter all died Monday at a Nashville elementary school. The governor of Kentucky says it's a tragic day as nine soldiers died when two Army Black Hawk helicopters crashed on a training mission at Fort Campbell early this morning. Another overnight derailment, this one in rural Minnesota. 22 cars, some carrying ethanol, came off the tracks. Officials say no danger. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that health insurance companies in the entire USA no longer need to provide certain preventative care services for free. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
$7 billion. How much of that? Because doesn't energy impact trucking? It impacts the price of goods in every store that we go to?
So when Biden came in, the first thing he did was end the Keystone Pipeline that I got approved. Okay, it was all approved.
Well, no, he also gave Putin a waiver on the Nord Stream 2.
Okay, so Putin said, because everyone said, oh, I'm so nice to Putin. Putin said, if you're my friend, I'd hate to see you as an enemy. He told me that. I got along very well with Putin. By the way, I'd be able to work that out. It would have never happened in a million years. And even the Democrats admit that. But if this thing isn't solved by the time we have the election, which is possible it won't be, and there's also possible we'll be in World War III with these idiots that are doing what they're doing, you could end up in a nuclear world war, which will make World War I and World War II look like patty cakes, okay? This unbelievable, because we have people that don't know what they're doing. But if it's not solved, I will have it solved in 24 hours with Zelensky and with Putin. And there's a very easy negotiation to take place, but I don't want to tell you what it is because then I can't use that negotiation. It'll never work. But there's a very easy negotiation to take place. I will have it solved within one day, a peace between them. Now, that's a year and a half. That's a long time. I can't imagine something that happening. The key with that is the war has to stop now because Ukraine is being obliterated. You know, whether
there'll be nothing left.
Well, I looked at pictures of cities that are literally decimated. It's like complete demolition. I was in the construction business. You would demolish a building and it looked like hundreds of these demolition sites. There wasn't a building standing. And these are cities. For Ukraine, they were big cities, very big cities. Now, he hasn't really, in Kiev, he hasn't really set the missiles in, but at some point he'll do that one too. There's nothing standing. The other thing is many more people are dead and horribly injured than they're reporting. You know, when you see missiles hitting 15 buildings and 15 buildings falling to the ground and they're big buildings, there are a lot of people in those buildings, and then they say one person was injured. These are phony reports. Many, many people are being killed that you don't know, but you'll see that later on.
So you'd prefer, if you were president, you think you would have a negotiated settlement
and within 24 hours.
And we would no longer be ponying up all the money that, by the way, Western Europe is not doing their fair share.
What's unfair, and you and I have had this conversation, is that we are spending, we're up to almost $150 billion, and Europe's at $24 billion. Now, it's the same thing with NATO. Don't forget, I got them to put up hundreds of billions of dollars. My first meeting at NATO, you know, I was just there, never did this before. I'm sitting with all these presidents and prime ministers, nice guys, 28 countries, and I'm looking at the charts. I said, could I see who's delinquent because they're supposed to pay? And they said, what do you mean by delinquent? They said, that's a real estate term. When you don't pay your rent, you're delinquent. Could I please see who has not paid? And of the 28 countries, 20 were not paid. They weren't paying. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have to pay. And if you don't pay, I'm not going to protect you. And the head of a very important country stood up and said, who was delinquent, said, could I ask you, if we don't, what you're saying, if Russia attacks us and we aren't paid up, you're not going to protect us? I said, that's exactly what I mean.
Welcome back, folks. Don't have to tell you who that was. Former President Trump should be serving his second term, but he got deposed in a coup. But I have to tell you, I like when Trump speaks candidly like that. When he's doing that, he wins over lots of people. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Greg Jarrett wrote this. It's no surprise mainstream media, which despises Trump, have been salivating over the possibility of his imminent indictment in New York. For days, they've been acting like giddy children in a candy shop. But these are the same hopelessly biased and knuckleheaded journalists who abandon fairness, objectivity, accuracy, and common sense when they falsely accuse Trump of colluding with Russia, despite no credible evidence. Their sloppiness and sheer incompetence were breathtaking. In a shameful act of media malpractice, they assured their viewers and readers that this was worse than Watergate. Trump would go to jail for being a secret Russian asset. Of course, it all turned out to be a hoax. The greatest mass delusion in American political history. It was also a spectacular case of media self-immolation. And it was indeed self-induced because reporters ignored the basics. They willingly allowed themselves to be played for suckers. They treated gossip as gospel. Every week brought a new bombshell, only to be later debunked. The very truly scary part is they would happily do it all over again, and in fact, they are. Now, this brings me to part of what I'm talking about. The soul of the nation, a nation that used to be built on law and order. This is what we have now. And what Greg Jarrett is pointing out is Donald Trump just completely dismantles these guys left. I mean, just one after another, after another, after another. What do? They try another one. He says, though, this latest version of media madness came to a screeching halt on Wednesday. The sudden cancellation of the Manhattan grand jury hearing seemed to collapse their hopes and dreams of Trump in handcuffs. The unexpected halt in proceedings suggests that there's trouble brewing in this case. Trouble for the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, not Donald Trump. And I wrote, it's pretty convenient that this group is now taking a vacation. And I ask, are you buying that this is what's happening? The biggest case in Alvin Bragg's history, and the grand jury goes on a sabbatical? I know for a fact that Alvin Bragg or the powers that be have disbanded this grand jury so Democrats can try to put together a get-well plan, because this is about the biggest political blow-up that we've seen in the last week. And I can only go a week back because there's so many other big political blow-ups waiting to happen. Oh, yeah. Oh, mother of Hunter Biden, we're going to get a lot more bad news. Oh, mother of Jussie Smollett, it's coming. This has been the most helter-skelter grand jury process that I've seen in a while. There's a person that won't speak publicly, but who confirmed that the grand jury is going to go on a little hiatus. They post when they're supposed to meet, and then suddenly things go awry and they move the dates around. Oh, we're going to get Trump on Tuesday. No, Wednesday. You know, maybe it'll be Thursday. I tell you what, could be Friday, but maybe we'll slip it in the next week. Oh, you know what? It ain't going to be next week. It'll be at the end of April. Or it'll be sometime in May. Could be June. Yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say that Bragg's two top witnesses maybe left a little bit to be desired in the outcome, particularly Michael Cohen. And Greg Jarrett goes on to talk about Cohen, and I got to tell you, I didn't realize some of this stuff, but he could be charged again. He says the testimony of Michael Cohen's former lawyer, Bob Costello, may have raised the hackles of the grand jury, who likely now realize that Bragg's star witness, Cohen, is a prodigious liar. And that Bragg had been hiding volumes of exculpatory evidence since the jurors should have been shown. Members of the panel may be asking themselves, are we getting snookered and sandbagged by the DA who is misrepresenting this evidence to us?
He says, it has the at least I hope that's what they're wondering, because it has the convenience of being true. I'm going to tell you the outcome of this. Alvin Bragg is gone. What have I told you on many shows? I said the people that try to snake bit Trump end up getting snake bit. And it's for a very simple reason. Truth. Trump has truth on his side. And when I think about the soul of this nation and the identity theft that is occurring, it is the lie has become the truth for the Democrats. America fought through lynch mobs and all the craziness of the old frontier and became a nation that, for the most part, sought truth. And I know this, I used to think that we were built on that. That in the modern day, we were built on the idea that we wanted everybody to be successful in this country and live up to the opportunity that America brought. And you know what I've learned? I've learned that decades of indoctrination that had me misbelieving this information, or believing the misinformation, take however you want it to be, was all a lie. And now we're waking up. And we're finding the soul of the nation. And the nation doesn't like, the people, the powers that be don't like it, because we now understand them. We're going, nope. Folks, we're a nation founded on freedom and justice for all. Are we getting that? Or has our identity been stolen? I think you get the metaphor today, right? In the next segment, I want to talk about the identity theft that's about to occur. And it will by far be the worst one. You think your freedom is at stake now? At stake now, wait for you to load this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I asked earlier if we were, this nation was founded on freedom for all. And if it is, did we free all the citizens only to fool them back into a worse form of slavery? And then my next question to you, in terms of our identity, is, and we've walked it through, the Democrats have lied about, they've changed the identity of the nation. They've changed the identity of black people. They've changed the identity of women. They've changed the identity of the individual. Now you can be non-binary and you could consider yourself an owl and everybody has to respect that. But now, what about the ultimate change of identity? Were you not even you? As I was putting this show together, it really hit me. When you look at how the Democrats stole the identity of the Republicans and made themselves out to be the people that care about black folks. These are people that lynched us. They pretend they care about this nation. And they destroy it.
Show me any sign that leftists really care about the nation, the sovereignty of America. What about God? Oh, they bring him up as they try to remove him from everything. We don't even have a spiritual identity. Black kids don't have an identity from their fathers. We don't have an identity and love of the country, which would make you feel like America is your homeland. They pretend, oh, black people, you're African Americans, when there is no identity of a black person born in America to Africa. You are American, unhyphenated. Family. They disregard it. Maybe you want to build a company. It's not yours. Unionize it. So what? It was a family business for 100 years. You lose the identity. We'll take it over. We'll run it. And I've given you every example, but the worst one may be coming. I'm going to play this clip from Klaus Schwab on the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And I think we played this clip in another broadcast. But it is so fitting, and he's a little difficult to understand, but it is so worth hearing this man talk to you about the dangers of, well, he really looks at it as, well, we have to deal with the dangers, but it's for the greater good. Well, when you hear that phrase, you know it's not for the greater good, but here's the clip.
The fourth industrial revolution will impact our lives completely. It will not only change how we communicate, how we produce, how we consume, it will change actually us, our own identity, and of course gives life to such policies and developments like smart traffic, smart government, smart cities. What we will see is that everything will be integrated into a ecosystem driven by big data and driven particularly by close cooperation also of governments business, civil society. And this revolution will come at a breathtaking speed. It will be like a tsunami. And actually, it's not just a digital revolution. It's digital, of course, physical, with nanotechnology, but it's also biological. And those three dimensions provide a particular force to this revolution.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Klaus Schwab, the fourth industrial revolution. It will change our own identities. Did you catch that? Smart traffic, smart government, smart cities, integrated into an ecosystem. This is the Hunger Games meets Minority Report, where you walk into a building, it knows exactly who you are, where you live, where you've been, etc. And don't you dare go out of your zone. We will watch you everywhere you go. I'm going to tell you, it's coming. We don't have to worry about it. Most of us listening to this program, what, 20, 30 years max, 40? I know a lot can happen by then, but you won't care. There comes a point in your evolution in life where you're like, man, if I need to, I'll take somebody out. I'll go ahead and do the rest of my time behind bars. I just really feel that way. There are a lot of people that you just don't mess with because they've reached that point, that age where they're like, you know what? I don't care if I got to spend the rest of my time in jail. And God forbid they've been diagnosed with, you know, some cancer or something that you can't cure. You better leave old people alone. That's the way I'll put it. I'm not talking about in a sense of spending time with them in a good way. But don't get them upset with you. Because they really can say, look, I'm 83. What do I got? I got a year, 2 years? I could do that. What are you doing? Are you really enjoying? I mean, I'm not trying to be an ageist, but I'm saying, how much are you enjoying life at 90? You're pretty much just happy to see the grandkids. And you only see them once a year. So if they bring them to the jail, big deal. You got three squares. The gay dudes don't want you because you're too old. So, you kidding me? What's it all this driven by? He said, big data. I want to play this clip from a Yuval Harari 60 Minutes interview, and he's talking about why big data is so important.
Some lenders routinely use complex artificial intelligence algorithms to determine who qualifies for loans. Global financial markets are moved by decisions made by machines analyzing huge amounts of data in ways even their programmers don't always understand. Harari says the countries and companies that control the most data will in the future be the ones that control the world.
Today in the world, data is worth much more than money. 10 years ago, you had these big corporations paying billions and billions for WhatsApp, for Instagram, and people wondered, are they crazy? Why do they pay billions to get this application that doesn't produce any money? And the reason why? Because it produced data.
And data is the key.
The world is increasingly kind of cut up into spheres of data collection or data harvesting. In the Cold War, you had the Iron Curtain. Now you have the Silicon Curtain between the USA and China. And where does the data go? California? Or does it go to Shenzhen and to Shanghai and to Beijing?
Harari is concerned the pandemic has opened the door for more intrusive kinds of data collection, including biometric data.
What is biometric data?
It's data about what's happening inside my body. What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin.
Welcome back, folks. I think if somebody had said to you that your identity could be stolen through AI, some sort of artificial intelligence, and that people would be able to actually alter who you are as a human being, you might have thought it would be a big conspiracy theory. And I know I talked about this when I talked about a show called The Peripheral, but I'm now putting it in the context of who you are and the ultimate identity theft, where one of the government agencies can make up whatever they want about you. They can put, I mean, who knows where this can go? I've never thought about it in a sinister way. But think about, there are people that don't want to do Ancestry DNA or whatever it's called, Ancestry.com. Because they say, Kevin, once you register your DNA, the government has that data and they can do whatever they want with it. And, you know, there was a part of me that went, okay, I get that, but I also want to find family. So I'm willing to do it. I'm not planning on committing any crimes, but that's not the point, is it? The point is somebody's gathering that data, and they're going to use it for something. And if I live long enough, they would figure out how to use it against me. Just like I can short sell your home if I know your social security number, imagine what I can do if I have your DNA, if I have your pictures, voice, all the things that ChatGPT are talking to people about stealing. Watch the early versions of these deep fakes where a dude looks like Tom Cruise, sounds exactly like him. And yeah, it's a little jumpy and you can tell. But wait until that hologram that you see in the movies is no longer fiction. When it looks like, right now, we think we're pretty cool with our Dick Tracy watches and ability to zoom. What about when your zoom is you appearing to stand right in front of family on a vacation or something, to actually be there with them?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.